Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's a synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
I'll listen to.
We'll be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Morning. It is 6:05, the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. It is the 18th of September, and today, warm and a high of 89. I thought fall was coming. Apparently not. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of 90. Get to keep on rocking those jorts, if you know what I'm saying. Right now, it's 69 in downtown Indianapolis.
Giggity.
Good morning to the left of me, Alex Clark, who is... claims to be a patriot, but 2 days in a row is rocking a croissant.
What is wrong with that? Because it's French?
Oui, oui.
I am really into fresh, like, bakery croissants from the grocery for breakfast right now.
Sounds like a treat.
It gets old when you always have to bring something, like, in a package for breakfast every single day, and so I try to switch it up as much as I can. I'm really not a cold breakfast person. I am very much a hot breakfast person.
Alex?
Liv the Web Girl does oatmeal, but I don't do water in my oatmeal. I put milk in there, so I can't. We don't have a fridge. It's just, you know, my life is hard.
We got real struggles up in here. Liv the Web Girl, I see you're drinking water, so yes. You're getting by. How's your self doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. I'm also drinking a large cup of coffee.
I smell that. Is that hazelnut?
It is hazelnut.
We got a Keurig up in here. We are taking over the world. Now, what are we going to do to hide that? Because I'm afraid, like, should we number each one of our little K-cups or what?
Right, so I thought about this, and I just think that whenever we leave the studio, we throw a blanket over it.
Oh, like a magic trick.
And no one will ever know it's even there.
You don't think they're going to see a huge lump with a blanket over it and want to peek under it?
No.
Probably.
I could be wrong.
Probably
are. All
right, this morning, I think I actually pooped my pants. I was so scared, and I, looking at this after the fact, knew it was there. In my neighborhood, on Tuesdays, that's when the garbage gets picked up, and once a month, you're allowed to put something out there heavy or just junk bigger that wouldn't fit into your actual garbage can. Somebody last night, I noticed, put a very high bookshelf and then like a small little like TV stand out there. But this bookshelf was very thin, but very high. But it was 8 feet tall, multiple like rows. And I thought nothing of it. This morning, I get into my car, I'm backing out, and I always like look at my spaces. I just see a reflection. It looks like, I don't know why, the freaking book stand looked like a guy. I'm like, ah! I was like, holy crap. And I'm like,
when you're half asleep in the morning, you always see things that aren't there. When I worked in Louisville on the radio moving here,
still scared.
I had to drive across a bridge, and it goes across the Ohio River, and I could have sworn I saw a shark in there one morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, could have sworn.
That's not even funny. I mean, do you know what kind of, like, shark it was?
I don't think it was a baby shark.
Wait, that's wild.
Yeah.
Like, really big.
I swear I saw it. Like, its fin in the water. I could have sworn.
I don't think any kind of fish can survive in the Ohio River, right?
Well, just catfish as big as cars. You know that?
Yeah, huge ones.
No way, seriously?
Yeah, catfish as big as, like, a Volkswagen Beetle. Multiple witnesses.
In the Ohio River?
Yeah, at the very bottom, which is so disgusting.
How do you know this?
Because people that, like, work on the bridges and things like that, like, they have to dive and go under there, and they've all, like, said that. But who knows? Could be a rumor.
Oh, my God.
It's probably a grandpa shark, so you saw. Hello, Alex! Going to work today! Make sure you play my jam!
You know when the Egyptian and I started dating very first, like, 6 months ago? He told me about that song, like, sang it one day, and
oh, yeah.
I was like, I laughed so hard. I was like, what are you singing? And he's like, you've never heard Baby Shark? He was on the curb of this entire, or right on the curve, I should say, of this entire trend.
Now you're kicking him through the curve if he plays it again. You're like,
right?
Get out.
But he was like into it before everyone else was talking about it on social media.
A trendsetter.
He is.
No doubt about it. All right, it is the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Game of Thrones, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and the assassination of Gianni Versace were the big winners on Monday night's Emmy Awards in L.A. Game of Thrones was named Best Drama, and cast member Peter Dinklage scored the prize for Best Supporting Actor in a Drama. Mrs. Maisel was named Best Comedy, and Regina King earned the honor for Best Actress in a Limited Series for her movie 7 Seconds. Donald Glover appeared in the audience as Teddy Perkins, a character he portrayed in the second season of his hit show Atlanta. Glover plays Perkins in makeup and a wig, and he also appeared in just a single episode of the show as a strange man with a mask-like face. After Glenn Weiss won the Emmy for Outstanding Directing of a Variety Special for his work on the Oscars, he used his acceptance speech time to propose marriage right there on stage. He noted the bittersweet nature of his win because his mom died 2 weeks ago, but then added that his mom loved his girlfriend, who was in the audience.
Jan, you are the sunshine in my life. And mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife. Jan, I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me?
Nice!
It was very cool. Mac Miller's cause of death is still officially unknown. According to his death certificate, the cause of death is deferred, which means the LA County coroner is awaiting toxicology results. The point of a death certificate with a deferred cause of death is so the family can either bury or cremate the body. The coroner has already released the body to Mac's family. The toxicology results typically take 4 to 6 weeks. And actor Tom Arnold says he's not afraid of dying in his quest to bring down President Donald Trump with his new TV series, The Hunt for the Trump Tapes. Arnold's show, which follows his quest to find tapes of Trump using the N-word, premieres tonight. One of the things Arnold is after is the outtakes from The Apprentice. He believes the tapes will reveal Trump using the N-word. He claims this is what led to a fight with Apprentice producer Mark Burnett at an Emmy party in L.A. on Sunday. Arnold claims that Burnett went crazy and choked him, but that may not be totally accurate. An eyewitness says Mark and his wife, Roma Downey Jr., were walking up the stairs and stopped at the top to talk to somebody. According to the witness, within seconds, Tom came charging up the steps and it was on. The eyewitness says that it was clear Tom was there to confront Mark, and in a flash, Mark had his hands on Tom's throat and Tom was tearing at Mark's shirt and ripping off his crucifix. The eyewitness says that it was all over in just 15 seconds because the host of Survivor was there and he separated them. They also
Mark Probst?
Yeah. No, Jeff. Jeff Probst.
Oh, Jeff Probst. Sorry.
They also said that Brian Fogel was there filming the whole thing and it looked planned because the altercation was quick and with Without warning. The eyewitness said that Tom was at the party for several hours telling people about the confrontation. He was spotted leaving the police station yesterday and providing more detail from the scuffle. He says that Burnett choked him so violently that he needs a doctor and he truly believed that Mark wanted to kill him. I mean, look, I have met Mark Burnett. We've had extensive conversations. I was on one of his shows. So I've like gotten to know him at least a little bit.
Did he choke you too, Alex?
No, he is like the calmest person. And also his wife, the touched by an angel lady. I don't think they're choking people. They're like the
That's
sweetest.
That's what they want you to think.
They're the sweetest, calmest people. I feel like if something like that got physical, then it must have been, he must have been provoked. And Adam Driver and Kanye West are going to help kick off the 44th season of Saturday Night Live. The Star Wars actor will host the season opener, while the rapper will be the musical guest. Season 44 of SNL will premiere on September 29th on NBC.
All right, thank you very much, Alex. Oh, yeah, you got to get up for this. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Woo! Oh, I missed it. Dang it.
Yeah, you were a little late.
Up in here, y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, y'all gonna make me bust a move. Up in here, up in...
Is rapping one of the personality traits?
No, it's not. There are 4 new personality traits. Scientists have found these new traits. They surveyed over 1.5 million people all over the world, and the 4 new traits are average, reserved, self-centered, and role models, and they say everyone falls into at least one of these types. Okay, let's see here. Average. Average people are high in neuroticism and extroversion, while low in openness. Females are more likely than males to fall into the average type. The second trait, reserved. The reserved type is emotionally stable, but not open or neurotic. They are not particularly extroverted, but can somewhat be agreeable and conscientious. These are
okay,
big words.
I need to read this. I can't.
I'm trying.
I can't with you, all the mispronunciations.
Do you have it?
I mean, I could get it.
Role models. Role models score low in, what is that big word right there?
Oh my
God. Neuroticism? And high.
Do they also score low in literacy?
I'm good. Like, I can read. It's just when you get into big words with multiple syllables, it's like, dang, who wrote this, you know? and they're high in all other traits. The likelihood that someone is a role model increases dramatically with age. More women than men are likely to be role models. And self-centered. Self-centered people score very high in extroversion and below average in openness, agreeableness, and conscientiousness. There is a very dramatic decrease in the number of self-centered types as people age, both with women and with men. So as I clearly stated, the four personality traits out there.
Oh my gosh. Average, reserved, role models, and self-centered.
Let's go around the room. Liv the Web Girl is what? Is she average, reserved, a role model, or self-centered? Because part of me wants to say is reserved, but not really. Because she's out there so much, though.
What is the traits of reserved again? I'm sorry.
Emotionally stable, but not open or neurotic. They're not particularly extroverted, but can be somewhat agreeable and conscientious. I feel like she's more average. Average people are high in neuroticism and extroversion, while low in openness. Females are more likely than males to fall into the average type. I would say that's more you.
You guys don't think I'm open?
Well, no, I don't think I... To a certain extent you are, but I think if we're going to compare the two...
trial and error? Like, you don't think I'm the other one?
At least, yeah. At least the average one, you're low in openness, while reserved is not open.
Yeah, I would say I'm probably average then. Because I'm pretty... I can be pretty...
I don't
neurotic.
Think you're a role model, and I don't think you're self-centered.
Why? What's role model?
Role model, you're high in all other traits... I don't know. Except I mean, a role model is what it is. I mean, what you know it is.
You don't think I'm a role model?
Maybe not yet. You're getting there.
You're not a bad example.
You don't have enough life experience.
If you're not a role model, it doesn't mean a bad thing. What, do you think you have more life experience than Alex?
Yes.
I would kind of agree.
What?
In a sense, yeah.
How? She just now got out on her own. I've been out on my own for a while.
Life experience, I think I have more life experience.
All she's had is college.
But, like, you don't know what I... What,
you don't know what she was doing?
Well, stay low in openness, because I don't know what's been going on.
Oh, yeah. Why aren't you sharing this stuff with us?
All right, I'm average.
Why are you so reserved?
I'm average.
If you score high in neuroticism, you are more likely than average to be moody and to experience anxiety, worry, fear, anger, frustration, envy, jealousy, guilt, depressed mood, and loneliness.
Oh, well, that sounds like me then, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought I was a role model.
Who's high in that?
I could see Joe.
I feel like
you're average then, because that's high in that and low in openness.
See, I thought neurotic meant quirky. I'm very quirky.
No.
I've always been told by like people that I'm neurotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
Definitely.
Then what's Alex here?
Probably between role model and self-centered, I think.
I would lead towards self-centered.
I would lead towards self-centered too.
It says score very high in extroversion and below average in openness, agreeableness, and conscientiousness. There's a very dramatic decrease in the number of self-centered types as people age, both women and men.
Yeah, I think that you score high in that.
I mean, yeah.
But I'm not below average in openness.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's not a perfect box to put everybody in. But I mean, I don't know. You've heard this. At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, where would we fall into this one?
I mean, it says, okay, it says that I would be high in extroversion. That is sociability, talkativeness, assertiveness, and excitability. So, that's me.
I think that's definitely you. And also, you're not the most open you're not the most agreeable person.
I share literally 99% of everything. I would say I'm high in openness. I share more than Liv.
Not openness. I meant... agreeable. Like, you have to be, right? It says it's low with agreeing.
Yeah, I think average.
Yes, exactly. When Alex... you have your mind made up, there is no changing that mind.
That's true. I fight for causes I believe in, even if I'm wrong. So.
Even if they're self-centered causes right there. Yeah. So. Well, you can put this up. We'll put it up online for you to check it out. Maybe we could tweet it out, these four new personality traits, and see which one that you might fall into. Joe's Need to Know News, starting out with kind of a positive thing from Hurricane Florence, because they have so much going on there. A truck driver from Tennessee has rescued over 60 animals from the floodwaters of Hurricane Florence. The man drove to South Carolina last week in his school bus and rescued 53 dogs and 11 cats from shelters that were in Florence's path. Here's what he did. He took out the seats from the bus and wrote "Emergency Animal Rescue Shelter" on the side. He then drove them to Alabama, where he has a friend who actually owns a dog shelter there. The man said several people were actually waiting there to adopt the pet. Right there on the spot. It's so cool. It was like a little Noah's Ark on a bus. You know, like, put in the cats, put in the dogs. And don't know, I think this is a great thing when people have that kind of love for an animal. Ron Colley, guidance counselor, she was on Ellen yesterday. Shelley Fitzgerald, who was placed on administrative leave because of her same-sex marriage, she actually hopped on the show and shared her story yesterday. During her interview, Shelley told Ellen that the principal of the school became aware that she was married to a woman when someone sent in her marriage certificate. She was then called in to meet with him and the school's president.
When I got into the meeting, the president pushed my marriage certificate kind of in front of me. He had a copy of it, and he said, "Who is this?" And I said, "That's my wife, Victoria." They proceeded then to kind of give me a few options. And
which were?
They told me that I could dissolve my marriage, that I could resign. He told me if it stayed kind of quiet and it didn't get into the media and I didn't let anybody know what was going on, that I could potentially keep my job for the rest of the year, but then they wouldn't renew my contract the following year. And they said that if it got too boisterous, you know, too loud in the media, that they would have to terminate me sooner.
I feel like she's going to be terminated then, because how much louder can you get than going on Ellen, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, so we'll see what happens with that. Let's see here. There was something good, though. At the end of the interview, Ellen surprised Shelley by bringing out some of the students that had been supporting her during the process, and they announced that Shutterfly would be donating $25,000 to the GoFundMe account created in her honor. Shelley says the students are going to use that money to be a catalyst for change. They started a little foundation. Coca-Cola? I mean, that caffeine gets you pretty perked up, am I right?
Well, woo! Yeah.
And now they might be adding a little something to it. Yeah, can Coca-Cola get you high?
What?
Oh, you didn't hear about this?
No.
Coca-Cola is in partnership, there's talks at least, with a Canadian company called Aurora Cannabis, which means they might be making a health drink infused with cannabis. They will market it, the drink, as a remedy for cramping and inflammation.
Really?
That's what they're saying. Neither company confirmed the talks, but they didn't deny them either.
Well, there is a market for that in all these different, you know, states that are legalizing marijuana. I'm sure people would drink it.
I'm just saying, I'm going to have to talk to my doctor about all my cramping I've been having lately.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel very inflamed. And today's a special day. Do you know what day it is?
What?
It's National Cheeseburger Day.
Cheeseburgers.
Yep, it's National Cheeseburger Day. According to a new survey for National Cheeseburger Day, how'd you like to conduct that one? 82% of Americans love cheeseburgers, and the five favorite types of cheese to use? American, cheddar, Swiss, pepper jack, that's my favorite, and provolone. Who's got the best burger in Indy? Like, where's the spot to go to grab a burger and like, nom, 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 nom?
My vote would be Hopcat. Hopcat does a pretty, pretty good burger.
I'm really obsessed with 317 Burger in Broad Ripple. That not only are their burgers and fries great, but they also have the best chicken tenders in the city.
Okay, we're sliding that one in
there.
Where
do you think?
Now, it's funny. Listen, I don't know if it's a Homer thing or not, and I got to do the Indy Burger Battle, so I got to try like 17 different burgers. There was a lot of great places in Indy, but my favorite burger, if I think about it right now, is at Hopcat.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I like getting, you can get Gouda on Hopcat burgers, and that is like divine.
I feel like you can get that at Brew Burger too, which is another place that I love to get burgers here.
See, here's the thing. I've never had a burger there. I haven't had a burger from Hopcat in probably 2 years or a year and a half. So, because I don't eat burgers a lot.
I was going to say, I didn't even think you really ate red meat.
I don't eat red meat that often. So, that's true.
Cows rejoice. That is a Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all this online at RadioNowIndy.com. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. I've been doing it. Alex, especially in the garbage, has been doing it wrong. A very famous celebrity. We have been saying their last name wrong for a long, long time. Alex, before I play this audio clip to say how to correctly do it, how do you feel knowing that you've been doing it wrong for so long?
Well, it's not just me. It's the whole world, including her herself. She says, yeah, she just says it the wrong way now. And she actually corrects people if they say it the right way to do it the wrong way, because that's just what her name is now.
All right, 317-239-1009. My name's an example we'll get into in a second, too. If you have a name that people constantly mispronounce it, then we want to hear from you. 317-239-1009. So who is this famous celebrity? Well, she'll tell you.
I'm tired of living this lie. It's Tigan. Isn't it, Mom?
Yep.
I told you, it's Tigan. I told you, it's Tigan.
Wait. Is that Chrissy?
Yeah.
No!
Chrissy Teigen, but apparently it's not Teigen, it's Tigan this whole time.
Chrissy Teigen?
Well, that just ruins everything.
Yes, I feel like a bad taste in my mouth. I just... Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah, but she says that even when people say it the right way now, she just changes, you know, changes that back.
Oh, gosh. For me, my real name is Joe Pesh, but it's spelled, looks like pies. But for radio, so people can say my name correctly, Pesh?
That doesn't even make any freaking sense. You have the worst last name.
I have a weird Polish name.
It's horrible.
I was born into it, but I spell it for the radio, P-E-S-H.
How it sounds.
Yes, because otherwise, and especially being the fat kid, Alex, it's like, Joe Pies? Yeah, yeah, I'm the fat kid. I'm right here. So I can kind of feel the pain on that one. Austin, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. You kind of share the same thing that Chrissy Teigen deals with?
Yes, I deal with it on a daily basis.
All right, why don't you spell your name out for us, and we'll try to say it correctly. We're going to butcher it.
All right, it's A-I... N-S-C-O-U-G-H.
Oh, God, this is
Ainscou?
Exactly.
Is that right?
No.
Oh.
No, it's not.
What is it?
It's Ainscou.
Ah, I was close.
Yeah, that was decent. So
most
many
people say Ainscough because of the C-O-U-G-H at the end.
Yeah.
So do you just correct people or you just let it go? You're like, yep, that's it.
Sometimes, just depends.
Yeah, it depends on the mood. I totally get that.
It depends on the, like, what's the situation. Like, when I graduated college, I wanted to be pronounced right when I walked, so.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For me, it wasn't that I didn't make it to college, so high school was really important. And I was like, this is the only time I'm going to be on a stage for something. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Cherie on the southeast side, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and why don't you tell us your name? We'll try to see what's going on with it.
It is Cherie Montague, but people pronounce it Montag.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've heard of people with this last name.
But I'm unfortunate because my first name and my last name always gets pronounced wrong. So it's always Cherie Montag, not Cherie Montague.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you got two hard names.
That must have been terrible as like a kid growing up in school. You're like, no, please.
Please don't call me Cherie.
Yeah.
But hey.
I had a physical science teacher that always was like, Cherie, you're midriff. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, let's get to the real issue. What's going on with your midriff here?
I have no clue.
I went to high school with a girl. She was Indian, and her name was Chandanay, C-H-A-N-D-A-N-I. But everyone, like substitute teachers and stuff, would always go, Chandani? Chandani? And she'd be like, no, it's Chandanay. I can't imagine how exhausting that would be. So that's hard to have a name that nobody can pronounce.
Exactly.
The struggle is real. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
All right.
Hey, if you have something else that we couldn't get to, let us know on our Twitter. It's at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Did anybody try that little experiment with communication that we talked about yesterday on the show? Like, we were trying to figure out, like, what's the best way when you're in a relationship? Almost so you don't burn it out, like so you actually have stuff to talk about when you see your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your significant other.
I did.
All right. And the whole idea of this was like just to not communicate throughout the day. Like, don't text them everything. Don't tell them every detail. Don't call. Alex, you tried it? Because I didn't try it.
Well, so did you try it, Live the Web Girl?
Well, so me and Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, we don't really text a lot, but we call each other like throughout the day. And so, yeah, we did call each other throughout the day.
Okay, so Liv and
nobody else was willing to do this besides
me.
I
didn't even know we were doing this.
Well, I mean, we just had talked about it. I just figured maybe some of you would want to try the experiment. Joe, you're always asking for ways to improve your marriage. Why didn't you want to try it?
No, not really. I mean, I say that, but my marriage is kind of where it's at.
Oh my God!
It's horrible.
No, it's not. I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, it's called laziness.
Maybe.
I wanted to try it, so I did text the Egyptian, my boyfriend, and I told him like right after that segment, hey, for the rest of the day, some listeners called in. They said that one secret to their happy relationship is that they don't talk to each other throughout the day and they wait till the end, and then you have so much stuff to tell each other and makes for great conversation. So let's do it. And he was like, oh, you're not going to be able to do this. And I was like, yes, I am. And so he was like, okay, fine, we'll start it right now. And I was like, okay. So that was, you know, 7 something in the morning.
Okay.
Because it was yesterday morning at this time. And then we went all the way till about 1 o'clock. And all of a sudden, my phone is ringing.
I'm sorry. 1 p.m.?
Yes.
All the way yeah. to
what do you mean?
1 p.m.
Wait, that's 7, 8, 9, 10, 8, 11, 12. 9, that's 6 10, hours.
11.
6 hours.
6 hours. Oh, my
how
God.
How much are you guys talking
we
about?
Talk a lot. We text too all day much. Throughout the day. We talk on the phone throughout the day.
See, I won't. The first time I'll talk to Joel Daddy on the phone is about probably 1 o'clock, and it's probably for maybe 5 minutes, but like he'll text me in the morning like a cute Bitmoji and we'll send like Bitmojis back and forth for like 15 minutes, but that's like about it.
Is that what you're doing over there when I'm trying to ask you to help out with something? You're like, sorry, I got
no,
a Bitmoji.
No, I'm sorry. I'm editing audio when I'm doing that, but I'm sorry. Okay, continue. So 1 o'clock comes around and what happens?
So my phone rings and it's the Egyptian.
Ring, 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 ring.
And I'm like, why are you calling me? Because I was mad. I was like, you're ruining our little trial. Right. And he goes, I don't like this. So he thought I wasn't going to be able to wait all day to talk, but I was doing fine. I was good.
The Egyptian's soft.
The Egyptian is soft. He's whipped.
Oh, poor Egyptian.
So he could not handle it. He's like, I don't like not talking to you, and I want to know what's going on and whatever. So anyway, we ended up not being able to go through with it. But I wondered if anyone else had tried it since they heard us talk about it on the show yesterday about not talking for a long time.
I think that if Lindsay and I planned that out, we could go a couple of days without talking.
Couple of days. Now, see, that's unhealthy.
No, see, I disagree with you. I think you reach a certain point in your relationship where you don't have to say anything to each other. You just... You know each other.
Right. Well, that's my little update. I wanted to try it out. I'm disappointed that we didn't make it, but we did make it 6 hours. And for people that talk pretty, on average,
all
like once
time.
An hour, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd say that's pretty good for us.
Usually he'll call you as the show's over at 10 o'clock. You're like, hey, babe.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, do you think this is something you're going to try to go even longer, like to try to build up kind of a tolerance to longer time, or is this one and done?
No, I mean, I think it's a great idea. I think it was a really good piece of advice that a bunch of listeners gave yesterday. However, I mean, when I did try it, even for just 6 hours, when we did talk on the phone at 1 o'clock yesterday, I had so much to tell him. So, I mean, I guess it's true. If you hold off not talking as much, you will have more things to discuss.
Well, you know what? You gave in to that, but at least you still have your virginity.
Excuse you. I did not give in. It was his fault. He gave in.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Alec Baldwin told Access on the Emmy red carpet that Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin did get married.
Well, they went off and got married.
I know, but...
And I don't know what the deal is, because, I mean, we text Hailey every now and then. We met him one time. But as I said, you know, when you get married, you know, I mean, I think it works best if you can really be together. Like, you hook your schedules up where you can really be with each other, because we make all of our decisions around staying home, and there's jobs that I could do, there's things that she could do that we don't do.
Machine Gun Kelly fired back at Eminem while on stage Sunday night in Orlando. MGK was wearing a shirt with the logo from Eminem's diss track Killshot. MGK made sure the crowd knew how he felt and screamed blank Marshall Mathers as he opened his own song aimed at Eminem. He even yelled on stage, "The real Slim Shady can't stand up." I mean, I don't understand why he's still talking about it, like acting like he won, because I think he kind of got annihilated there.
I like it though. Keep it going. I want rap beef battles.
And Reese Witherspoon, one of my most favorite actresses of all time, talked about the picture that went viral of her throwing ice cream at Meryl Streep in the upcoming season of Big Little Lies.
It is true that I threw an ice cream cone at Meryl Streep. This might inform you about our relationship in the show. But what's even better is that my face sort of looks like a pitcher's mitt.
No, it doesn't.
But I really hucked it at her, y'all.
You did.
And I nailed it.
And by the way, if you have not seen Big Little Lies, it is one of my most favorite TV shows to exist in the last decade. If you have HBO Go app or HBO or whatever, you have to watch this series. It's very short. It's only like 7 episodes. It has changed my freaking life.
On the phone this morning is Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, good morning.
So, from what I've been told, you had a dream of some sort, or what's going on? Why are you on the show today?
I had this intense dream about flipping pancakes with a total stranger.
Okay.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, and I am like... It's one of those dreams where I, like, vividly remember it. Like, the guy was, oh, my gosh, blonde, and he had these, like, these intense green eyes and just like kissable lips, and he was ripped, and I mean, just like drop dead gorgeous, like so good.
Sounds like you were dreaming about me, to be honest. No.
Well, I swear, last night I got an Uber, and the guy who picked me up, I swear, looked exactly like the guy in my dream. Like, to the T. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, seriously. And what's even more strange, like, I get in, and he kept kind of looking at me like he knew me. And then he says, I'm not trying to be creepy, but I swear a few nights ago I had a dream that you were in it.
No way!
Is that weird?
Like, yes!
Wait, did he give all the details too? Like you?
No!
No.
And I'm kind of shy, so I didn't want to be like, was that a dirty dream? You know? Like, I don't know. It's just kind of strange, but I was kind of like, didn't want to say anything else because I was by myself, you know, in the Uber. But I cannot stop thinking about it. Like, he was so nice and, you know, didn't have a ring, I noticed. And we didn't really talk much after he said that because my boss called and I got on the phone. I know. And so I feel like maybe I didn't take advantage of the situation. I have his number because he texted me when he came to my apartment to pick me up. So I don't know. I mean, is it the guy of my dream? Is it a sign? Like, should I ask him out? Like, should I text him? Or is that just weird?
That's weird.
I don't know.
That's kind of weird. I don't think you should be doing that.
Okay, I would say the same thing, except for the fact that he said to her, oh, this is kind of strange. Like, don't be creeped out. But you were, like, in a dream that I had the other night. To me, what if this is fate?
Oh, you think this might be, like, love or something?
Yeah. I've never heard of anything like this. I mean, what else could it be?
I am completely, completely shook by this. And you need to text him and say, hey, did I leave my sunglasses in your car?
Ooh,
or
an excuse.
Hey, did I leave an earring in your car? Or something like that as an excuse. And see if he, like, replies back with something, like, kind of sly or smooth or something.
I used to have dreams when I was, when I was a younger single guy. And I'd have dreams about girls, you know, stuff like that. And, like, oh, I had a dream that we were just friends. So that was always nice and fun and awkward right there. 317-239-1009. What do you think? Should Charlotte, that has this guy's number, should she kind of make a move here and reach out to him? And if Charlotte does reach out to him, Alex, Live the Web Girl, anybody else, what does she say to the guy?
I mean, see,
she
that's just what I don't know.
The sunglass move? That's not terrible, but I honestly, Charlotte, think it's just a little weird. I mean, we have dreams all the time about people, don't I? Mean, am I alone? I have dreams about people.
Yeah, but how many times do you have a dream about a complete stranger, and then you end up seeing them in real life?
And
I've had dreams of strangers.
Yes, and they'd say that they had a dream about
yes,
you.
Yes, that doesn't happen, Joe. This is meant to be. This is fate.
Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. You're also on with Charlotte this morning. You heard the scenario. What should she do?
Well, first I want to comment that your brain will never dream of a person they have not met before. So it's probably likely these two have run into each other before, or they wouldn't know each other from that dream perspective. And secondly, there's probably some common ground somewhere, so she should ask him out. Absolutely.
You don't think it's a little bit weird at all, though?
Not if the dream hadn't happened. If both parties are saying that they dreamt about each other, I mean, no other time in life is that ever going to happen again.
It sounds like deja vu, almost, like you brought up. Maybe they saw each other.
What do you mean that your brain can't, like, dream about somebody, though?
I moved on with her. I don't know. Maybe she was an actual, like, brain person. I don't know.
Well, I've never heard that. I thought your brain would just, like, put features together from people you've met in your life or your whatever, you know?
I've had deja vu, I guess I would call it like that, where I swear I've met the person before, but it wasn't somebody that I had, like, a dirty dream with. Charlotte, were you reading, like, 50 Shades of Grey before you went to bed?
No, I swear, no. It was so vivid. Like, I remember every detail, which is weird because I never do with my dreams. So that's why I'm just like,
weird. Charlotte, hang on. We're going to talk to some more people next and see if they got any advice for you, okay?
Okay.
We have a tweet from a series. They say your brain stores images of people you've seen in life, even if it's just passerby. Then it uses those people in your dreams. It does not create brand new people. I believe that's what that other caller was talking about.
All right, Jarek is on the Joe and Alex show, also with Charlotte. What did you want to say?
Hey, I definitely think she should text him. If he's fine, whether he's seen him or not, do it. Alex had a great idea. Lie and say, oh, my best friend sent me my favorite keychain from overseas, and I think I left it in your backseat. And go from there.
Hold on. But, what lie is that? My favorite keychain?
It could be a sentimental value, yo.
Jarek, are you single?
Yes.
Okay, it's because your game's weak. We got to step that game
you
up.
You are a hater. You are a hater.
I want Jerrica to find love.
I haven't keychain yet, that's all.
Okay. Hey, Jerrica, we love you. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's go to Daniel in, Terre Haute?
Terre Haute, yeah.
Daniel, how are you listening to us in Terre Haute? You're far away.
Yeah, I drive here every day, 95 miles one way. I'm actually building a hotel and parking garage across the street from Baker's Life Field House.
How cool. Well, we're lucky to have you. What's going on? What do you think about Charlotte's situation?
I don't know how she needs to do it. I definitely wouldn't lie about a keychain and make up a complete lie, but you definitely need to find out some way to text him and start a conversation somehow.
Well, she has his number because, like, I guess she was running a few minutes late, so he texted and said, hey, I'm your Uber driver. I'm outside waiting. So she has the number.
Right, yeah, she definitely needs to text him. I don't know what she should say, but she definitely needs to say something somewhat in a flirty way, but not over dramatic. But she definitely needs to text him and say something. Go for it.
Is there any way that this could all just be a coincidence, or do you think there's no way it has to be soulmates?
I don't know. I don't know about soulmates, but there's a reason why they both had a dream about each other, and then they randomly pop up together, and they both realize that that's the person from the dream.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Daniel, and Terre Haute. Let's go to line number three, Madonna in Avon. Hey, Madonna, you actually had something similar happen?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
I love you, too.
it was similar. I had a dream, and come to find out that my coworker was actually friends with this guy. And I thought, you know, how in the world am I going to get a hold of them, you know? So I had a car problem, and I went over, and basically, you know, I just started it up. I mean, she's got nothing to be afraid of. What's the worst thing he says? No?
Wait, so you actually did this. You dreamed about a random dude, found out who he was, then went to see him. And then what happened? Did it pan out well?
This December will be 17 years of marriage.
What? You're
kidding
me.
Holy crap.
I don't understand. How did you bring up to him, hey, so I, like, dreamed about you? Like, did you say that on the first date?
Oh, my God. Well, we were like, well, I can't say that. We were completely and openly honest because we really didn't want a relationship at the beginning. So we were just who we were, you know?
You were friends with benefits?
And everything. So we talked about that kind of stuff, no problem.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying. Okay.
See, ladies, be more like Madonna. Be open about things. It makes it easy.
It really is. I mean, keep it simple. Guys like it. Keep it simple and to the point.
I love it. Madonna and Avon, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's do line number two this morning and talk to Summer downtown. What did you want to say? We also have Charlotte on, who kind of sparked this whole conversation.
I had a friend who also had a dream about a girl, and they actually did get married. The girl said she had the dream, too. They actually did get married, so maybe that is possible. Fate might be stepping in. But I just think you need to text the guy and just be like, hey, you know, I thought about it, and I thought we sparked or something. Like, you want to go out for a movie or something? I just think maybe you should be honest with them. Guys like honesty. I learned that.
Wow. Alex, are you questioning, like, because you probably never had a dream about the Egyptian?
Right. Well, I'm just thinking, I can't believe that this has happened to so many people. Well, like, this is the craziest story I've ever heard.
It's happened to a few people.
But that's just crazy.
I watched it happen with my friends. So I was like, wow, that's crazy that you guys dreamed about each other. And then not even 3 years later, they were married.
Exactly.
I'm like, wow.
Yes.
All right. Summer, thank you for calling in and sharing that. I'll admit, I mean, it's not everybody, but it is kind of interesting. Like, to have that dream. Like, I would freak out if I'm like, oh, my God, I had a dream that I actually met that person.
I know.
That would be kind of weird. And you're trying to, like, explain it. And I couldn't imagine being in your position, Charlotte, because it's an awkward spot to be in. Like, you're not being a creeper or a weirdo, but, I mean,
right.
But the good thing is he already admitted it to you. So if he had the same thing, I don't think you should feel that awkward about trying to establish some kind of contact with him.
Okay.
All right, let's take one more call real quick here. Donna, you are on the Joe and Alex show. What advice would you give to Charlotte? What would you say?
I would say definitely go for it because when I was younger, I had a dream, and I am now married to my husband for 6 years, and he was in my dream when I was a lot younger. So go for it, girl.
Wow. See, like, I don't want to believe this, but as Alex is saying, like, I think that we've had 3 or 4 people call in Charlotte that have had these dreams about somebody, and now they're married. That is kind of crazy.
Can you stay on the phone? Because you know what I want to do? You have his number, right?
Yeah.
Would you be willing to text him tonight maybe and then tomorrow tell us how it went?
Okay. I'll do it.
Okay. Hey, just hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. And then tomorrow we'll try to get an update from you of what happened, okay?
Okay.
All right, Charlotte, hang on the line. We'll get to her. I don't know. Now you're getting really crazy.
No, I'm not. I need to know what happens.
All right. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Can we talk about love? Can we talk about our families? Can we do that? Okay. Do you have to love your family because they're your family? 317-239-1009. I know Liv the Web Girl loves her family, and her family loves her, even though they hear some of the stuff she does on the radio, and they're like, Olivia, no! What are you doing? They've corrupted you. Alex, what about you? I know you got your mom, your dad, your younger bro, you got your grandma, and all that good family stuff. How do you feel about this?
I have really mixed feelings about this, so I'm actually going through something with my family right now that's super personal and private, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to talk about it on the air. I would like to be able to one day. Right now, I definitely can't, but I'm kind of in the middle of really debating this and going through this. It's very confusing for me. I mean, just because someone, like Joe said, is your family and your blood related, what if those feelings of love, unconditional love, just aren't there? Is that normal?
I think it is.
Because I don't know. I don't know necessarily that they are for me in a certain case and that I'm going through. And I just am starting to think, am I a psychopath?
I really want to know your case, but hopefully when you feel it's appropriate, you will share it with us, because I know we share a lot on the show, because that would be easier to judge. It's kind of hard because it's so vague. My personal thing, I don't want to put a lot of details out there too. It is sensitive, but I would say yes, Alex, even if they did you wrong or whatever your case might be, I think you need to try to love your family because they are your family. You don't have to love what they did to you or who they are, whatever they're going through. Maybe you don't agree with it, but I think at the end of the day, family is all that you have. I'm going through therapy right now, and I'm talking about that, about my dad passed away 10 years ago, but I don't know why. There's a lot of things I didn't realize. I have a lot of anger towards my mom.
But like, see, the thing is, here's the difference that I don't know if people understand. Like, what if, though, it's not that you had love for them, then they wronged you, and so that changed things, and now you're like, I don't know if I should love them anymore, give them another chance, that kind of thing. What if, genuinely, since the moment you knew them, you just never really loved them? Is that possible? And if that is something that is going on, could that person be a psychopath, or in some circumstances, is it warranted?
Josh, you're on the Joe and Alex Show on the South Side today. Thanks for listening and being part of the call or part of the show. We appreciate that. Any advice here? The question we're asking, do you have to love your family because, well, they're your family?
No, I really don't think that you do, for the simple fact that I come from a very large family, and I would definitely not say that I love them all. But I do think it's important to always be there and respect your family. And, you know, blood's always thicker than water. You can always do what you can to try and build that bond.
That's a good one.
All right, Josh on the South Side, thank you for that contribution. Shelby in Castleton, you say yes and no. What do you mean?
If they're toxic to you, I don't feel like it's good for you to continue the relationship with them. You've got to worry about yourself at some point.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Is that the situation? Once again, Alex, I love you. I don't want to poke and prod, but I want to know everything. Is that kind of what your situation is?
No.
Like a toxic thing?
No.
Okay.
Well, a little, but not really.
By the way, whenever you want to open up, you're more than welcome to.
Okay, I know.
You know, I don't want to, but I don't want you to hate me. Hey, Shelby, thanks for sharing that this morning. Let's go to Hart calling in on the southwest side today. What do you got? Something about your mom's side of the family?
Yeah, I love my mother's side of the family unconditionally because they are family. However, I do not like them.
Can you explain that? What does that mean?
It means that they have, they hold values that differ from mine to the point to where I don't want to be around them.
Right.
And I choose not to be around them. However, I do love them unconditionally because they're our family. However, that doesn't mean that you have to like them.
Now, is this something like, hey, they're Democrats and you're Republicans, or like that they put ketchup on a hot dog? I mean, is it pretty deep? What is it?
They're very materialistic and very, very ego-driven, and I'm not.
Okay.
I'll try to live a very simple, humble life.
Yeah.
A nice, good Christian life, and they're not about that. So I don't associate with them for that reason.
Is it hard not to associate with the family like that? Because you obviously love them.
Yes, it is very hard. My wife and I, we recently adopted a little boy from China, and I want them to be in his life. However, I'm conflicted because of the fact that they hold these values that I don't agree with.
Yeah, that's rough.
Well, I, first of all, commend you. Thanks so much for sharing that about the adoption and your family. And I hope for your son's sake and also for you and your family's sake that you guys can work through that and get to that point. Hey, thank you, Hart, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
And if your kid doesn't have a name yet, please name them Joe or Alex or yeah. Joe and Alex.
Or Joe Alexa.
Yeah.
Christina on the west side, you're here on the Joe and Alex show. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, I mean, a family member can be strangers to you. And a friend can be just like a family member to you.
Ooh, that's so good.
Like, it matters how they treat you and how they involve you in their lives.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad.
Wow, we just had like a Dr. Phil moment right there.
That's
like,
really good.
Is that quote somewhere? I feel like that's online. Like, Christina from the West Side once said.
Somebody should crochet that into something you hang on your wall.
Well, I mean, there was a lot to crochet. Can we condense it down even more? Hey, thank you, Christina, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Amba says, you don't have to love every family member. Some people are just toxic to you. Family can be people you do choose, like your friends. Maybe Amba, her family doesn't love her because her name sounds like a lisp.
Okay, and that might be why Alex has problems with her family. Hey, good morning. I hope you're having an awesome day. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. My wife, Lindsay, is on the phone. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
How's your day going?
It's going all right. How's yours?
It's good. I wish we were talking to you under different circumstances, but you wanted to come on the show and voice your opinion about an argument that we had the other day at home. Now, I didn't tell you this at the time, but I was recording audio. Because, well, I work in radio. That's my job. I'm going to play a little clip of what happened. I got to be careful because it does swear. I didn't have time to edit it. But this is my wife yelling at me, saying how I'm such a terrible husband.
Clearly something is. That is what a loving husband does.
I said, babe, what's wrong? And I thought you were upstairs, first of all.
So you're stupid, too.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Lindsay.
Wow. Whoa. She's so sweet and innocent, isn't she? Can you tell everybody why you think I am a bad husband? I guess the best thing is I'm a terrible protector. You're worried about me protecting you and future children. Why?
Well, first of all, you won't kill the bugs. That's the main thing. And I don't understand why, if you're not afraid of bugs and I am, why you won't just kill them.
Good point.
And the fact that I'm screaming my head off in the basement and you won't come downstairs, you're just like, well, you didn't tell me what was wrong. Like, that makes me really scared that someday if I'm being murdered and I'm like screaming bloody murder, you're just not going to come and or do anything about it. And I'm going to die bleeding out in the basement or the backyard or wherever I was stabbed. Because I was screaming and you couldn't be bothered to turn off Madden because I didn't explicitly yell to you what was going on.
First things first, Alex, this is your fault.
Why?
Everybody we know, you make them think the world's out to get them. Our boss now lives on the 20th floor of some building instead of the first floor. And now my wife thinks doing laundry is going to kill her. Lindsay, listen, you ever heard of the boy that cried wolf?
Yes. I was not crying wolf. I was crying giant cricket.
That's
and it
the
really
same.
Was there.
You're the girl who cried cricket. That's the problem here.
So to summarize this, Joe is saying, 99% of the time when Lindsay's screaming, it's because you're seeing a bug, Lindsay. And so he's like, well, what is it? Because he knows it's like, probably not going to be somebody abducting you. But your thing is, what about the 1% chance I'm screaming because someone really is abducting me? If that's the case, I'm never going to be able to sit there and answer 20 questions from you. You need to come running.
Exactly.
All you have to do if that happens, like, Joe, man in the house.
I think also for women, though, Joe, is just it's knowing that you care. Like, you hear her as a damsel in distress and you're coming to rescue her. Every woman biologically wants a protector and something like that in a man. And when you say, what's going on? What's wrong, babe? And you run to her, that makes her feel loved and protected.
But I will protect my wife. I will protect you, Lindsay. We've been in situations where we work downtown and there is like a guy, I don't know what he was high on. He was acting all kind of like just weird and erratic, and didn't I not pull you and grab you like it put you on a safe side?
I guess, but still, I'm screaming and want you to come take care of something, and you just don't care about me enough to do it.
Joe, bugs are scary. Like, they might not be to
you,
but to some people, they are truly terrifying and scary, and that is true. Why won't you kill it or run to her and stomp on it if you're not scared of them and she is? That just kind of seems like a jerk
move. First of all, I don't like to kill things.
It is a jerk move.
I am not a jerky husband. I don't like to kill things. Is there anything wrong with wanting a grasshopper to live?
No, here's Joe acting like he's a vegan or something.
I'm not. Hey, I had lettuce the other day.
317-239-1009.
What's there Joe a call about?
Does Joe need to be running to every beck and call of his wife if she's screaming, or is it fair for him to say what is going on because usually she's screaming about a bug?
I think it's fair to ask, Lindsay, how many times a week are you screaming out like that? Yes.
Honestly, it's not even every week. It's not like this is happening every day. It doesn't happen terribly often.
Well, then I don't know why you're not running to her.
Well, I actually have audio of Lindsay screaming. It's just I was raised where like my mom would handle that kind of stuff, so I feel like a woman should be able to handle a bug in the house. I don't think it's that crazy.
A woman should be able to handle what she wants to handle. If she's scared of bugs, let her be scared of bugs.
Hey, listen, you can't have woman power then like, well, men help out sometimes.
No, that's not true. I'm sorry. I know plenty of guys who are scared of bugs and won't deal with them, and their girlfriends deal with them. So it's just any person, what they're scared of, try to help them out.
Good morning. Go ahead, babe.
I'll even do spiders. Like, I will squish a spider. I don't like them, but I'll do that. But anything that can leap at me sting me is like, no.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. You're on with my wife, Lindsay, who says, I'm the worst husband in Indianapolis. What did you want to say?
Well, I just want to say that I have had the exact same argument with my fiance. When I'm screaming bloody murder because there is actually a wolf spider and he thinks it's like some teeny tiny little baby spider. And so we've had the exact same conversation. I'm like, well, what if I was getting murdered and the dog's not doing anything either? I need you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, let's bring up the dogs here that Lindsay wanted to have so bad. Benny and Paddington. What are they doing in this situation? I don't see you dogging them out.
Well, they're afraid of the stairs into the basement. So now they can help me.
Oh, okay. So they're
so they're useless.
They're doing nothing. Let's talk to Jared on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Jared, you're on with my wife, Lindsay, who says I'm a terrible protector.
I would disagree.
Thank you, Jared.
I would definitely say that you were in the right. Last night, I dealt with the same situation at midnight where a beetle crawled on my girlfriend's arm.
Ew.
And she screams all the time about bugs. We could be walking in the park and there would be a bee and she would freak out. Yeah, exactly. But basically, I just said, hey, you got to take care of it. It's a beetle. It's not going to kill you. You can either let it be or you can pick it up and let it outside. But I'm not going to kill a beetle.
Exactly. Like, why do I have to be such a murderer here?
Why don't you love your girlfriend? That's so sad.
Oh, I love her to death. It's about that time to pop that question.
But
it's a beetle, so...
Well, Jared, if things go down and you need like a roommate, we could room together and your girlfriend could live with my wife.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Thank you, Jared, for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Miranda says on Facebook, Radio 100.9, girl who cried wolf.
That's what she is. Lindsay, whether she likes it or not, is the girl that
cried cricket.
Oh, and by the way, I like how you never actually told anybody during this whole time that I ended up killing the cricket.
Yeah, after I kept screaming and screaming and screaming.
You finally did, just because you wanted to silence her screams.
I did. I was like, babe, be quiet. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. Kelly Clarkson going to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse Friday, March 22nd. And, well, we want to send you there, too. Let's go to line number one this morning and say hi to Leanne. There we go. I couldn't see it. Leanne, you're on the Joe and Alex Show in Speedway. Are you ready to win some Kelly Clarkson tickets?
Yes, I am.
All right, cool. Here's how it works. We're going to do Name That Kelly. All the people that we're going to describe here, you have to guess. They've got Kelly in their first or last name, okay?
Okay.
All right, you get 3 out of 5 right, you win. If not, we'll just randomly pick somebody else and say, hey, congratulations, thanks for hanging on. Let's go to the first one. This Kelly is in a rap beef right now with Eminem. Can you name that Kelly?
R. Kelly.
No.
Incorrect. Let's see here. You're still alive. This Kelly was in a girl group with Beyonce. They were called Destiny's Child.
Oh, this is way too easy. Too easy.
3.
Both of these.
2. 1. I need a guess.
I can't remember her last name.
Okay, last one.
My God. We're wasting more on this girl.
Hey, have faith, Tista. All right. This Kelly does a daytime talk show with Ryan Seacrest.
Kelly Ripa.
She's still right. Alive. You got to get these next two right. This Kelly is the daughter of a famous rock singer. And her mom, I'm not sure if she currently is, but she was a host on The View.
Kelly Osbourne.
Oh! Alex 2. Gave up on you!
Well,
but I've got a feeling we're about to get a winner!
Okay, we'll see. What's the next one?
This Kelly has been accused, and I would say named drug through the mud when Alex says the garbage, of leading a cult with young women. Is also a singer and might have been the best song on the Space Jam soundtrack. Can you name that Kelly?
No.
Well, then you're out. Sorry, girl.
Oh, that hurts my soul that she couldn't do that.
Oh, man.
Okay, well, let's go to line number 3 this morning, and we'll say hi to Justin. Justin, we're going to go over the same people and see how you do here. There's only so many Kellys I could come up with, okay?
All right.
All right, this Kelly is in a rap beef currently right now with Eminem. Can you name that Kelly?
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yes!
Boom, let me give you a little gunshot. There you go.
That's right.
All right, this Kelly was in a famous girl group called Destiny's Child.
Yeah, I have no clue on that one.
Oh, my
God. Taking the L.
All right. The next one. This Kelly is on a daytime talk show with Ryan Seacrest.
Kelly Griffith?
No, you got me. you confused. Okay.
I know. All right. This Kelly's father is a famous rock musician, and her mom, most recently, was a host on The View.
Kelly Osbourne.
Once again, we come down to the final one. Alex, can you give a clue for that person?
They're leading a cult. All the women involved, a bunch of their dads have come forward talking about how this famous singer kidnapped them, has been holding them in their home in Atlanta.
R. Kelly?
That's correct.
Yeah! There we go. Congratulations going out to Justin in McCordsville winning this morning. Kelly Clarkson tickets Friday, March 22nd at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Now, what was the one he mixed up earlier? Kelly Griffin?
He meant Kelly Ripa, but okay. And then confused her with Kathy Griffin.
How did
I saying that right? No, yes. Kathy Lee Gifford.
Oh, that's when you're
talking. That's
okay.
What I meant.
Well, that's that it's was all the
host very confusing.
Of it.
See,
let me ask everybody this: how did we not know that Kelly Rowland was in Destiny's Child?
Yeah, I knew that.
Come on, Justin, you didn't rock out to "I Don't Think You're Ready for This Jelly."
I cannot name a single Destiny Child.
Wow,
Survivor.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh yeah, see.
Oh man,
go on the cusp.
Go today. Go onto the YouTubes and look up Destiny's Child. Your life will forever be changed.
Get some edumacation.
All right, hang on the line, buddy. We'll get all of your information.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Leonardo DiCaprio hosted the 20th anniversary celebration of his foundation in Santa Rosa, California over the weekend and got serenaded by Coldplay's frontman Chris Martin. Chris went on stage and performed a rendition of My Heart Will Go On from Titanic that, of course, Leonardo DiCaprio was in.
Even the heart will go on.
Oh, man, I wish I'd get serenaded.
Dude, is that not amazing or what? That made my entire day hearing that. And Roseanne Barr says her character on The Conners will probably be killed off by an opioid overdose.
This Spoiler is also, alert!
This is speculation. Alert! She obviously doesn't know. She's just talking about her ideas.
Spoiler!
She says she was on a podcast and she revealed that the pill addiction storyline was actually her own from last season that, you know, you saw in the whole last season. It mm-hmm. appears that the writers for The Conners might decide to run with it. She isn't sure. Of course, she was fired from Roseanne just hours after she posted a tweet about former Obama aide Valerie Jarrett, comparing her to the Muslim Brotherhood in Planet of the Apes. It's still possible that writers for The Conners could change their minds, though, on how to kill Roseanne. And Angelina Jolie has landed her next role in The Kept. The Oscar-winning actress last appeared on screen in the 2015 film By the Sea instead of focusing on directing and voice acting roles, but Jolie is signed up to play a vengeful mom in the thriller The Kept is about a woman who returns to her isolated homestead to find that her husband and four children were murdered. I think that sounds awesome. That is your garbage for today.
We got a direct message on Instagram, and you can do the same thing, at Joe and Alex Show. If you've ever got a question or something that you want to share, Avery DM'd us and wants to know if it's okay to hold a parking spot. You can join the conversation, 317-239-1009. Here's what it says. Dear Joe, Alex, and Live the Web Girl, love you guys. I had a quick errand to run at Target last night, and after work, I saw what looked like to be a front row parking space. Oh, yeah, premium right
That's
there.
That's the best.
I got excited, and I swung right in, ready to claim it, when I saw a woman standing there waving me down saying, no, you can't park here.
What?
It's like, okay, well, why can't you park there? She said her husband was bringing their car around. So she was, I guess, standing in the parking space waiting for him. Avery said that I've never seen this before, and I'm kind of curious to know what you and Alex and Liv the Web Girl think and anybody else listening. Well, if you're listening right now, 317-239-1009, can you hold a parking space for someone?
No, never. That's so unfair.
Absolutely not. Only exception I would say to this rule, and even then I'm like, no, deal with it, is if you're pregnant. But it's like, I need
they
to see...
They have expectant mother's parking. They can park there if they're
well,
pregnant.
Well, I need to see the pregnant person. Like, I need to see the belly. And I have to touch you to make sure you're just not overweight like
well,
me.
Well, what if you're really pregnant, but you're not showing yet?
Also, this is the type of thing where it's like, I think it's fine when I do it, but when other people do it, I'm like, oh, what?
Oh, Liv, don't tell me you've
Jerks.
Been holding parking space. You've done that? You're that
well,
kind
I've
of person?
Well, I've, like, stood in the space and been like, no oh, way. Sorry. I mean, when I've been, like, really hungover and I didn't want to walk far and they were, like, really close.
Are you
like,
kidding me?
Just sometimes you've got to.
No,
Liv.
If you're holding a parking space, I'm probably going to run over you slowly. Like, I'm going to creep up just in drive with the car, and hopefully it'll make you move. Like, you'll kind of like, oh, he's pushing me with his car, but then I'll run you over.
Well, see, that's the thing. If another person was doing it, then I would for sure do that, and I think I would have the right to do that. But, like, you shouldn't do that to me.
That's a jerk move. You can't hold a parking space like that. You know, it's finders keepers, losers weepers, if you ask me.
Well, I found it first.
But you
just happened to have a car.
No, you have to have a car.
You have to find it in the vehicle that you're going to put there. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, can you hold a parking spot?
I actually did do that for my mom when we were little. She made my brother and my sisters and I, we would do that every time we went shopping. If she found one up close, we'd go and stand in it until she came around.
Is your mom a jerk?
No.
See, exactly.
It was hilarious.
Exactly.
Did people ever get mad though and yell at you guys?
Not at kids. No way.
Oh, see, she was using you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How do you feel about that? Tell us more.
Do you do that with your kids now?
I haven't had to, but I might if I needed to.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm telling you right now, I see little Jimmy, little Susie. I'm going to bump into him with my bumper. I'm not going to hurt him, but I'm going to move him out of the way.
I would be so aggravated if I saw that.
No kidding. Hey, thanks for sharing that, though. I'm glad to know that your mom did that to you. So, interesting. I guess, Avery, overall, we would say do not.
Liv is on your side.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Liv.
I got your back.
Yeah, I mean, it's Liv.
Ugh.
And also, too, nobody's called in with this yet. You can't put something in that spot. If you, like, live somewhere and you have street parking, you can't put a garbage can out there to block your spot off. You cannot put a lawn chair out there to mark your area. If you're not there, it's wide open for anybody. All right, let's go to line number two. We'll wrap it up with Miranda and Fishers. What do you think, Miranda?
When I went to college, I would keep an orange cone in my car.
Oh, Miranda, and this is not good.
And what'd you do with the cone?
If I found a good spot, I would keep it there.
Get
out.
For a
long time. I'm serious.
That is so illegal and not fair.
Miranda, I'm upset that I didn't think about that when I was in college. And Nicole on Twitter says the only time it's acceptable is at a college campus, especially ISU.
Every man for himself.
I get it. I get it. I got probably about 45 to 70 parking tickets when I was in college.
Jeez.
Well, that's because you can't read. But Miranda... If I would have seen your cone, I either would have put it in my trunk or thrown it to the side, and I would have taken your spot. Shame on you, Miranda. Shame.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for listening, Fishers, and calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
You have to see this photo online at RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the dummy of the day. A West Virginia man was arrested after huffing spray paint and then beating his mom with a spatula. Now, I'm not saying to go see the mom beaten with a spatula. That is not funny. But the guy's face looks like he made out with a Tin Man. It is legit, like, all around. He's got, like, a silver goatee. He's a clean-shaven guy, but everything is silver on there. Yes, the spray paint. Cops arrived at the home. The 30-year-old man was sitting in the front yard with his face covered in spray paint, holding a large steel bar. They found his mom inside the home. She had her head wrapped up with a gauze pad, along with a large amount of blood on her shirt and her back. The woman should be okay. The son's facing a lot of charges for assault. Cops in New Hampshire, they're looking for a man who used a toddler to steal several items from an arcade-style game, the claw game.
Wait, the thing? Yeah, the thing that you, like, you have to control it with a little stick,
yeah. The man was caught on camera telling a small female toddler to climb into the bottom of the game at the mall. Once inside the arcade game, the girl grabbed several items, including a video game system, and handed it to the guy.
This guy sounds like a visionary to me. I don't know why we're judging.
Game the system. I don't think it says you can't crawl in there to grab prizes.
Yeah, I don't think it says that either.
Cops were looking for the man and say there was also a boy around 6 years old with him at the time, so maybe he's got a little tag team effort right there. And your final story today here on the Dummy of the Day, a driving lesson gone wrong in Maryland ended with a car going into the swimming pool. The cops got on the scene. They said that the car jumped a curb, went through a fence, and landed in a community swimming pool. A man and a woman in their 50s or 60s were standing poolside, but nobody was hurt during the incident. Police didn't say who was driving, but they did reveal one person was teaching the other how to drive. It's not known if they're facing any charges. Do you remember when you first learned how to drive? Did your parents kind of practice with you?
We did. There were a few times that I stalled the car, like, in the middle, because my dad was trying to teach me how to use a manual. I just could not get the hang of it, but I would stall it in the middle of the road, and people would honk at me, and I got, you know, anxious and upset, so then I couldn't do it. It was hard.
My sister actually was the first person to take me driving. I was, like, 14, and she would take me to our church and school parking lot, and she would let me drive her car around the parking lot, and she would even let me just, like,
go down this like small part of the street and like turn back into the other side of the parking lot. And I'm pretty sure my parents still don't know about that.
Come on, Liv. Wow. Come on, Liv. Let's burn out for Jesus. There we go. Squeal those wheels. This is the 411 on the 317. Everything happening in Indy. Amazon. Well, there's some news. A representative from them revealed Monday night the company wants to build a warehouse on the east side of Greenwood. The new facility would also create 1,250 full-time jobs in central Indiana, which would pay around $14 an hour plus benefits. The warehouse, which will be built along the Allen Road near Graham Road, would be a receiving center for Amazon. So that would be pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool. Did you hear College Bridge is closed? The College Avenue Bridge shut down yesterday for repairs. It's going to last about 60 days, and if you're usually someone that drives that, you want to use College to divert over to Dr. Andrew J. Brown instead.
Yeah, I was like, oh crap, gotta take a different way to work today.
The Indiana Task Force One is still helping out with the Hurricane Florence flooding. They've rescued over 100 people on Saturday night from floodwaters in New Hanover County, North Carolina.
That wow. is absolutely incredible. Yeah. Way to go right there. Midwest Food Bank, speaking of hurricanes, they're collecting donations to help after Hurricane Florence. They launched a drive on Monday. They actually have a tractor trailer out there. It's 24/7. You can make donations. Here's what they're looking for. Canned tuna or chicken. 16 ounces of jars of peanut butter, the plastic because the glass could break. Canned fruit, pasta sauce, canned or plastic jar. Ramen noodles, canned soup, meals including hamburger helper, canned pasta, rice-a-roni, and paper towels.
Carmel is celebrating something this week, which I'm like, of course they are. They're celebrating National Roundabout Week because Yay! If you didn't know, Carmel has more roundabouts than any other city in America. I mean, that sounds like an exaggeration, but it's actually real.
Yeah, that's the truth.
National Roundabout Week was actually created by the Federal Highway Administration as part of this national campaign to share the good news of roundabout safety, better traffic flow, and the positive impact to the environment.
Thanks,
yeah. I think they're annoying as all get out. I can't stand roundabouts. But there's going to be a lot of events in Carmel to celebrate. They're going to have a trivia night at Books and Brews on Wednesday, and there's also going to be a roundabout street party Friday. So who knew?
Woo!
I still don't really know how to use roundabouts correctly.
How does that not surprise
See,
any of us?
Liv needs to go so she can learn.
All right, that's the 411 on the 317 here on the Joe and Alex Show. Today, warm, high of 89. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of around 90. I feel like I'm an old man already. Like, I'm looking at my to-do list today. I've got to go home. Then I got to go out and I've got to get a dog tag for our dogs because the one fell off in the backyard. I've got to do some yard work. Then I'm going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond. Okay, I'm making part of that up. But I'm such a lame old man. What do you guys got going on today?
I don't really have anything going on. Today's kind of a chill day for me. I'm trying to save some money, so...
Oh. Yeah, I definitely need to save money, and I'm going to try to work out. I've kind of lost some motivation recently.
What?
You?
How are you not motivated to work out?
I know, it's wild.
You know what it is, and it happens to everybody.
It's not because I have a boyfriend.
You're comfortable. You're comfortable in the relationship.
She's getting ready to hibernate for winter. What do you call that when you get fattened up?
She's going to fatten up.
And then you hibernate.
She's going to quit shaving her legs.
Yep.
You guys.
Soon Sasquatch will be on the show.
I have a smile on my face, and it's because I'm such filled with rage right now.
What?
Don't you worry. I'm feeling unmotivated for a couple weeks. I'm going to get back in the gym. It's not because I'm getting comfortable in my relationship.
Is it because you're pregnant?
That was not even funny. Are you joking? That is the rudest thing.
Alex.
What is wrong with you?
Well, if you're not working out, you know, maybe it's not good for the baby.
No, it's literally just because I'm tired.
You heard it here first. Liv the Web Girl is pregnant on the show.
Shut up! No! Yay! That is so messed up.
What are you expecting?
You guys are so messed up.
Okay, no, Alex, stop. Seriously, are you pregnant?
No!
All right. I just wish Lindsay would be pregnant. I hope something happens.
After hearing you guys argue today on air,
calling
I don't know
you
if
stupid.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Every good couple fights. You guys aren't in good relationships unless you're fighting and saying insulting things about each other and your family members.
Oh, my.
How you're just like that person's mom or dad.
I was about to say a joke, but I don't know if it's good. I was going to say, oh, yeah, Joel Daddy's a bad boy. I'm kidding.
Wow, she's definitely pregnant.
Yeah.
Pregnancy. I'm kidding. No.
Pregnancy brain is in full effect.
Stop!
God. You know she'll probably be the first one on the show to get pregnant too, right?
I'm so mad.
Well, considering I'll probably never get married because I torpedo all of my relationships, that's probably the case. Joe's wife just hates him, so she won't want him to get knocked up. And so, yeah, it probably will be you first.
I'm so angry. I can't even have any more words. I'm done.
Well, hey, the good thing is you can take all that anger to the gym today.
Keep up with the show after the show. Hear all the things that you missed any time of day, 7 days a week, 365. Just type in the Joe and Alex Show anywhere you get your podcasts and follow us on social media at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, myself, Joe, Alex, live the web girl on the bun in the oven. Let's say
goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.